This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net. Jim, we've reached the midday or the midpoint of the week on Wednesday here. What are we looking at with the trade in the grains?
Hey, good morning. What we're seeing today in the trade in the grains is a lot of volatility. Markets had rallied overnight. Beans, as we speak now, Mark, are back to unchanged. And the corn market's actually under a little bit of pressure, down about 4.5 cents. Wheat market is also down a couple cents in Chicago, flat on the KC market as we speak.
And Jim, when we saw the rally to begin the week, of course, coming out of the long 3-day weekend of no trade, there were several things that were probably influencing the ag marketplace. What did you think was the biggest factor? Was it China and potential buying from China?
I think in the beans, it was definitely the China news, China potentially buying. There's been rumors that they bought anywhere between 5 and 10 cargoes of beans. We did get confirmation today, this morning, from the USDA. They bought 17.3 million bushels of corn, which is kind of, beans, which was interesting, Mark. The one thing was, most people thought that would be all new crop. Actually, 5 million of that was old crop for beans, but having China in the market was the one thing that kind of helped push the beans up. The secondary thing was the weather. You had the heat pass last week, and now you got to have a heat dome building, especially in the western corn belt. That's really going to send temperatures surging higher here at the end of the week into early next week.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
When TarSpot showed up, Sky Scout was already on it. Before widespread reports, before it was making headlines, before many growers even knew it was there. That's what happens when your fields are being monitored throughout the season. Sky Scout from Landis Cooperative helps identify disease pressure, crop stress, and other yield-threatening issues early, giving you the information you need to make timely decisions. Because the earlier you know, the more options you have. Talk with your Landis representative or call 515-817-2100 to learn more about Sky Scout today.
September corn down 5.5 at 438.25. August soybeans up 3.25 at 11.97. August soybean meal down $4 at 312.20. August soybean oil up $1.47 at 70.06. Chicago wheat down 1.25 at 617.25. Minneapolis wheat up 4 cents at 637. Kansas City hard red wheat up a penny at 653.75. September oats up 2.75 at 346.75. On the Merck, August live cattle down $1.93 at 236.50. August feeder cattle down 2.10 at 358.55. August lean hogs up 18 cents at 97.10. August pork cutout unchanged at 114.88. Class 3 milk is unchanged at 15.60. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.